Okay, so I have been doing affirmations consistently for about 3 weeks now, and I have definitely seen a huge improvement in my work life and my outlook on life. And the thing is that I don't know if that huge improvement is coming from a psychological benefit where I can become more grounded and so I'm more focused, or if it's genuinely coming from putting my intentions and energy out into the world. But I do feel it is very effective. I would recommend it to absolutely anybody. The way I write my affirmations is sort of with a six-pillar method. So the first pillar is basically about attracting good things, like good opportunities or being receptive to the opportunities around you. The second one for me is something about making money, making it easy, and above all else, this sort of releases stress for me because, sorry. It's still early in the morning mentally for me. I'm having trouble thinking. It releases stress for me because I sort of feel like I've been put my intentions about making money out there, so I no longer have to actively worry about it throughout the day because I'm going to do the things necessary in my job to continue getting paid. Then the third and fourth pillars I like to make about community and friendship. So, I kind of mix up which pillar is which, and honestly, some weeks I have affirmations that are just about friendship or just about community. But, like, my favorite one that I've done so far is I believe helping others will bring me good fortune. And I genuinely do believe that, and I have seen the karmic benefits many, many times of, I guess I call it paying into the bank of karma by helping other people in various ways. It always comes back around. I don't feel like I get any negative energy in my life at all anymore, and I feel like it's because I don't put out negative energy. Even when somebody I really don't like is around me, I try really hard to work with them and be in the spirit of leadership because, like, there's just no point in being angry anymore. And I feel like, in part, my affirmations have helped with that. There's just not any reason to have rage because I'm more constructive of a human being than that. Then, aside from that, I feel like community pillars are very important. So, community service, offering your help when it's needed, providing resources to people, that type of stuff, putting those in your affirmations, I feel like it makes it a lot easier. Some days it's very stressful and exhausting for me to do the sort of philanthropic work where I talk to people that are just starting out in the industry and mentor them and help them with that type of thing because I feel like most of them are probably not going to go anywhere, so I'm quote unquote wasting my time. But I try really hard not to think about it that way. Instead, I think about it as if I help 10 people and one of them gets out of their bad situation because I took the time to help them, then helping those 9 other people was worth it anyway. And I feel like putting that in my affirmations really helps to reinforce that part of my identity. And it sort of takes the selfish stress off of it of, am I doing this for me? Because the thing is that no, I'm doing this for the community. And that's really important to remember. And it's really important to remember that every stranger that you haven't met yet is a member of the community that you don't know yet. And unless somebody proves, like, very obviously, that they're a bad person to you, always working to help people around you, as long as you're not sacrificing your own comfort, is going to increase your general well-being. So I try to get something like that in my third and fourth pillars as well. Then in my fifth and sixth pillars, for my fifth pillar, I always try to put something, just kind of meditative that reflects the first point, like talking about the type of person that I am or my goals, something like that. That's sort of something I've been working on and want to reinforce about myself. So some weeks, if I have a bad money week, that might be that I work hard. This week, my fifth line is about achieving my goals through working hard and careful planning, because I have a ton of paperwork coming up. And I hate paperwork so much, but I have to do all of it, so I am emotionally preparing myself for that. And then for me, my sixth line is kind of like a mantra that I keep for myself, and it is, I create a better life for myself through positive headspace. And that mantra, it actually just sort of formed over time. I use the app Headspace. It's a meditation app. It's absolutely amazing. It has transformed my life. It was one of the very first steps I took on my journey to become mentally healthy after my brain injury. And at first, I meditated really intensely, and I didn't get anywhere. And then I quit it for a while, and then I meditated really intensely again, and I got somewhere, but not where I wanted to go. But then the third time, I decided I am just gonna use it every single night when I fall asleep. And I have been doing that for a year and a half now. And that information still seeps into my brain, and I've been using the same guided meditation for a while. It helps me sleep much, much better at night, and so I really feel like Headspace has significantly broadened my ability to think about things. So it's sort of like a pun in a way to me as well. It's a double entendre, because, you know, your Headspace, I am creating a better Headspace for myself. Like, I used to feel like my head was full of monsters and things that I couldn't control, and now I feel that, not that those monsters aren't there, but I have created such a pretty garden in my mind that I can be like, all right, you're just gonna stay over there in your corner, and that's fine. And I know that I have these beasts in my head, but we're friends. And we're on the same side because I have created boundaries. And I feel like the affirmations have really helped cement those boundaries. They weren't what started them, but the affirmations with my other Headspace work that I have done has allowed me to sort of say, this is how I want my mind to be, and this is how I want my life to be. And it's just mind-blowing to me that just in a couple of weeks, I really can go, this is how I want my life to be, and it's being that way. And like, at this point, I feel like the only thing that I have to do is keep working hard, and I will achieve literally all of my dreams. So I am super excited, and I hope that sharing all of this information with you guys helps at least one of you, because for a long time before I started doing affirmations, I really felt like it was a steaming heap of bullshit, and I was like, there is no way that saying things over and over again can possibly improve my life in any way. And I dug my heels in, and I fought really hard for years, and I read all about the law of attraction, and I was like, wow, I'm right, this is a pile of crap. And then I tried it, and it's really actually working for me. So I do really highly recommend, if you feel like you need more control over your life or your thoughts, I really recommend it. You can write it down. It only takes like 30 seconds every day. It's like, it's mental hygiene. It's like brushing your teeth for your mind. So if you guys would like to give that a try, please do. If you want, you can just read along with mine for a few weeks, and the next week when I have another one of these, I will talk about the psychological benefits of using action terms like I am whatever. And I'm really just hoping to create a better headspace for all of us here. So thank you so much for listening to this, oh my gosh, 10-minute rant that I have done this week. I'm embarrassed now. I'm just gonna post this without listening to it. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm sending positive energy your way. I love you, and thank you so much.